Your body is an extraordinary self-healing machine, designed with intelligence that surpasses our most advanced medical technologies. When you understand how this magnificent system works, you unlock the power to transform your health in ways that might seem miraculous. Think about it. We carefully maintain our cars and computers, yet remain surprisingly ignorant about maintaining our own bodies. This fundamental disconnect has led to widespread illness despite billions spent on healthcare. The key to understanding health and disease lies in a concept described both in ancient texts and modern science. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return, isn't just poetic language, it's a scientific reality. All living matter eventually breaks down through the action of microorganisms. These same microbes that help us thrive also transform when our cells become damaged, beginning their decomposition work, establishing the fundamental pattern underlying both decay and disease. What's fascinating is that the microorganisms in your gut function much like those in soil. Just as soil microbes break down nutrients for plant roots to absorb, your intestinal microbes break down food into forms your body can use. Your intestinal villi work like plant roots, with blood vessels absorbing these broken down nutrients. When your body becomes damaged through poor lifestyle choices, these same beneficial microorganisms transform into a cleanup brigade, evolving into forms that break down damaged tissue, the very process we call disease. Have you ever considered that disease might actually be your body's healing response? Florence Nightingale viewed disease as a reparative process, your body's effort to remedy poisoning or decay. If suppressed by drugs or neglect, this healing process could become fatal. Professor Antoine Béchamp demonstrated this by sealing a dead cat in an airtight container. After 4 months, only dust and bones remained, as microorganisms transformed from life-sustaining forms to bacteria, then to yeast, fungus, and finally to mold. Under microscope, these microorganisms had reverted to their original form. This understanding of microbes' shape-shifting ability challenges Louis Pasteur's theory. By 1980, bacterial pleomorphism was proven fact. Dr. Robert Young later documented how microforms evolve through a cycle, becoming bacteria, yeast, fungus, and mold, each producing body-poisoning acids. Many diseases are thus your body's attempt to repair damage from poor lifestyle choices, environmental toxins, and nutritional deficiencies, offering a new perspective on treatment and prevention. Fungi, microorganisms distinct from plants and animals, may underlie many modern diseases. With 1.5 million species, these organisms thrive on all forms of sugar, from refined to natural sweeteners. When cell damage occurs from poor lifestyle habits, microorganisms transform into bacteria, then fungi. Modern diets high in sugar enable rapid fungal growth. Their waste products, mycotoxins, are highly toxic to humans and eliminate competition for food. The most harmful fungi, Aspergillus, Penicillium, and Fusarium, produce mycotoxins including aflatoxin, a potent carcinogen linked to liver cancer. Mycotoxin contamination costs the U.S. $932 million yearly in food losses. Research increasingly connects fungi to diseases, particularly cancer. Dr. Simon Sheeney's work showed cancer treatment success using sodium bicarbonate to create an alkaline, fungi-hostile environment. The persistence of chronic conditions suggests the need for new approaches, including understanding fungal connections and treating through dietary changes and alkalization. While your human genome contains 3 billion genetic letters coding for various traits and functions, you're not permanently bound by this genetic code. Most DNA mutations occur from mineral deficiencies affecting DNA to RNA messaging. Dr. Linus Pauling discovered that oxygen deprivation makes DNA prone to breakage and cancer. Your DNA structure depends on polysaccharides from complex carbohydrates and amino acids from legumes, nuts, and seeds, bound by minerals from leafy greens. The genome contains millions of mineral references, including aluminum, 23 million, cobalt, 19 million, and B12, 18.8 million. This highlights why soil mineral depletion, as seen in Australia over 50 years, can impact food nutrition. Your body can heal through proper nutrition, especially mineral-rich superfoods like stinging nettle and aloe vera. Super emotions such as love, joy, and compassion also promote cellular healing. Through proper nutrition and positive emotional states, you can actively influence your genetic expression. Your body heals itself when properly nourished, following Hippocrates' wisdom that food should be our medicine. What we eat becomes the building blocks for every cell, directly impacting our health. Fiber from vegetables supports digestive health and bodily chemical reactions. Protein, found in grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds, is essential for DNA repair and forms half of cell membranes. Fat is crucial for cellular health, joint function, and hormones. The modern aversion to fat has led to excess carbohydrate intake and widespread weight issues. Essential fatty acids are vital for brain function, with DHA making up 25% of brain tissue. The body's natural fat composition is 45% saturated, 50% monounsaturated, and 5% polyunsaturated. Today's high-carb diets correlate with concerning trends: 280 new diabetes cases daily, 62% of Australians overweight, and increased cancer rates. For optimal health, prioritize fiber, protein, healthy fats, and moderate carbohydrates based on individual needs to support natural healing processes. Combat fungal infections through three steps: starve the fungus, kill it, and restore balance. To starve the fungus, eliminate sugars, honey, most fruits, yeast-containing foods, bread, and alcohol. Also avoid old food, corn, wheat, peanuts, meat, and dairy that may harbor fungi. Kill the fungus with antifungal herbs like garlic, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, pawdarco, horopito, and grapefruit seed extract. Create an inhospitable environment by alkalizing your body. Key antifungal foods include coconut, 40% caprylic acid, legumes, and raw nuts and seeds. Restore gut flora balance by consuming cultured foods like sourdough, sauerkraut, miso, tofu, tempeh, and soy yogurt, plus probiotics. This helps counter the effects of antibiotics, alcohol, sugar, and stress that can destroy healthy bacteria. For chronic issues, follow stage 1 of the antifungal food program for 1 month before maintenance. Cancer patients should follow the cancer-conquering diet for 6 weeks to reduce glucose while maintaining plant protein and nutrients. Fungus thrives in acidic environments, making pH balance essential for health. While blood pH is regulated, cellular pH varies, and microorganisms' waste products create acidic conditions. Green vegetables and grasses are key alkaline sources. Green juice effectively alkalizes while cleansing blood and tissues. Chlorophyll, similar to human blood, builds hemoglobin, provides antioxidants, and fights harmful microorganisms. Your diet should be 80% alkaline-forming foods, calcium, potassium, magnesium, sodium, iron, and 20% acid-forming foods, sulfur, phosphorus, chlorine, iodine. Oxygen prevents fungal growth and cancer. Increase cellular oxygen through proper nose breathing, good posture, exercise, and fresh air. Daily sunshine helps alkalize the body and produces vitamin D. Avoid alcohol, caffeine, refined sugar, tobacco, drugs, and chemicals that create acidity. Maintain proper sleep, exercise regularly, and drink 2 to 3 liters of water daily to prevent dehydration-induced acidity. Mental health affects pH. Positive emotions promote alkalinity, while fear increases acidity. These dietary and lifestyle factors create an environment where health flourishes and disease cannot thrive.